I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, February 21st. The Quincy City Council will hold its first meeting of February on Monday night. The council is scheduled to meet Monday at 6:30 at City Hall after the February 3rd meeting was canceled when Council President Ian Kane said there were no items on the agenda. The council last met on January 21st. Since then, the issue of two proposed statues of Catholic saints for the new police station has generated questions. Mayor Thomas Koch says the statues of St. Michael and St. Florian have been commissioned at a cost of $850,000. Many have questioned the cost and the separation of church and state for a public building. On Monday, the first item on the agenda for the council is a public safety headquarters update. President Ian Kane has said he sees both sides of the statue issue, but feels it warrants further discussion. Also on Monday, the city council will be voting on requests for $2.8 million for more preliminary work for the new Squantum Elementary School. A union representing Stop and Shop workers is threatening a strike at all of the supermarket chain's stores in New England if the company closes a distribution center in Freetown. Teamsters Local 25 says Stop and Shop will close its Freetown warehouse if the union doesn't agree to concessions in health care coverage that will cost their members thousands of dollars per year. Teamsters Local 25 members will protest at the distribution center in Freetown today. Stop and Shop has 117 stores in Massachusetts, 25 in Rhode Island, and 83 in Connecticut. The company closed 7 stores in Massachusetts last fall. The UFCW, another union which represents 30,000 Stop and Shop workers in New England, said they can't emphasize the urgency of the situation. Stop and Shop said in a statement it needs to cut operating costs to lower prices and improve the in-store experience. Company said that it could achieve millions in savings by closing the Freetown Distribution Center, but has told the union that it could keep the center open if changes are made to health care coverage. Stop and Shop said it will move to close the Freetown facility by the end of the month unless there's an agreement that reaches the labor savings needed. In 2019, 31,000 Stop and Shop employees went on strike at a contract dispute that brought former President Joe Biden to Dorchester to rally on behalf of the workers. Company estimated that it lost $345 million due to that 11-day strike. Well, the Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities issued a letter yesterday ordering the state's 5 major gas companies to reduce customer gas bills by at least 5% total starting next month in the wake of soaring delivery charges that have left customers financially strapped. In the letter, which was issued to Berkshire Gas, Eversource, Liberty Utilities, National Grid, and Unitil, the DPU states the reduction will apply to bills in March and April. The letter comes in response to customer outrage after 30% rate hikes approved by state regulators at the DPU, combined with an exceptionally cold winter, fueled bills higher than many customers have ever seen. However, this is a temporary fix and only applies to customer bills in March and April, as that's when the winter heating season officially ends in Massachusetts. The DPU said they are unable to direct the utilities to reduce delivery charges in February bills. Gas companies will be allowed to recover the money lost to the cuts during the warmer spring and summer months and will also be allowed to charge interest. Delivery charges on gas bills have skyrocketed in recent years, rising anywhere from 30 to 38%. Delivery now far exceeds the price of supply on a natural gas bill in Massachusetts. The rate hikes are linked in part to a jump in required funding for the Mass Save program and other state-mandated energy efficiency and green energy policies that were approved by state regulators at the DPU. Eversource and National Grid said they had no choice but to raise the rates because of those state-mandated policies. An Eversource spokesman said the cuts will come from the local distribution adjustment charge, which is on the delivery side of the bill. It also includes the state policy-driven charges. MassSave pays customers hefty rebates to switch their heat away from gas and oil to electric. The program is reauthorized by the state every 3 years, and the new plan, which takes effect this year, is a 25% or $1 billion more expensive. New England ratepayers pay some of the most expensive utility costs in the nation. The DPU is telling all five companies to submit proposals by Monday detailing how they'll implement the reductions. The order only applies to the state's gas companies. A Massachusetts man has pleaded guilty in federal court to trafficking cocaine and illegal guns in and around the Boston area. 33-year-old Malcolm Dazier of Brockton pleaded guilty this week to 4 counts of cocaine and firearms violations. He'll be sentenced on May 28th. Federal authorities arrested and charged Dazier in November of 2023, along with Cordell Miller of Haverhill and Alan Robinson of Littleton. Investigators identified Miller as a firearms and ammunition trafficker in the metro Boston area. Over a 3-month investigation beginning in August of 2023, Miller sold several firearms to a cooperating witness during controlled purchases and offered to sell distribution weight cocaine. The drug deals were handled by Dazier, who distributed the powder cocaine and a number of controlled purchases. During one of those purchases, Dazier also sold a firearm that he'd purchased from Miller 2 years prior. Investigators recovered more than 1.5 kilos of powdered and crack cocaine, unknown prescription pills, signs of distribution, and 2 illegal firearms during a search of Dazier's home. Robinson pleaded guilty last month and will be sentenced on April 15th. Miller pleaded guilty this month and will be sentenced on May 7th. Concerns over the spread of avian flu in Massachusetts continue a month in, with some residents in Plymouth expressing frustration over the local and state response to reports of dead birds in their neighborhood. Local avian flu concerns began in mid-January when dozens of birds were found dead in Billington Sea, a pond in Plymouth. To date, nearly 300 animals have been removed in Plymouth between the town and the state. Mass Wildlife will not respond to reports of dead or sick animals if there were fewer than 30 of them in one area. It also won't collect an animal from private property. The division suggests that if someone chooses to get rid of a bird from their property, they should use proper personal protective equipment and double bag it before putting it in the trash. Plymouth said it intends to recover dead and sick animals at Long Beach next week. The MBTA Red Line will be suspended between JFK, UMass, and Braintree on Saturday and Sunday for signal upgrade work. Free shuttle buses will make all stops between JFK, UMass, and Braintree, and the commuter rail will be free between Braintree, Quincy Center, JFK, UMass, and South Station. The Quincy Symphony Orchestra's Classical Concert 2 will be held this Sunday at 2:30 at Quincy High School. Admission is free. Check of business news. Stocks pulled back. The Dow is down 450 points. The Nasdaq lost 93. The S&P fell 26. Global markets are mixed. The dollar rose. The euro is down. And oil at almost $72 a barrel. In sports, Canada beating Team USA in overtime, 3-2 at the TD Garden last night. And the Celtics back with a vengeance, beating the Sixers in Philly 124-104. They'll be hosting the Knicks Sunday at 1. The National Weather Service forecast today, sunny and breezy with a high in the low to mid-30s. Tonight, clear, cold, a low of 18. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high 37. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 41, and Monday, partly cloudy and a high 43. The marine forecast today, 2-foot waves, northwest winds 15 to 20, gusting to 30 knots, high tide 5:53 p.m. Sunrise 6:31, sets at 5:24. Traffic note for River Bridge, scheduled to open at 8 o'clock this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, February 21st.